Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, Joshua talks about what's distracting you from your journey of self-discovery. And it's very interesting because we are all so good at perceiving our physical reality and what's going on in the conditions and the people in our lives and all that stuff. And that sort of becomes a distraction if you don't understand that it's all happening so you can be on your journey of self-discovery. Everything's coming to you when it needs to come. And it's all a reflection of where you are on that journey and how you see yourself. And if you're looking at yourself from a limited perspective or from a higher perspective, it's all working together. We get distracted because we think that the outside reality is real and we react to it and we try to control it and all that stuff. So in this episode, Josh really explains that process and how to soften that so that more of your inner senses come online and more of your talents and attributes and that stuff. When you're walking your path of self-discovery, you get everything you need. And as long as you're seeing yourself on that path, everything works for you. It starts to flow. It's amazing how this really works, and it's all a matter of perception. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Before we begin, we have the next Ascension Experience course, Alignment, starting on Monday, December 13th. This course lasts 4 weeks. It'll take you all through Christmas and holidays and into the new year, and it'll really set you up for 2022. Remember that words don't teach. You can watch as many videos and listen to podcasts and read books and all that stuff. That's all passive. To really shift your perspective of yourself and really change your life, you need to have some experience. And so the Ascension Experience is that intensive four-week experience. We have four calls a week. You'll have a partner. There's assignments we do every day. There's a daily spiritual practice and meditations and all that. We've had tons of people go through it already. The reviews are incredible, and you can read all about it on the website, teachingsofjoshua.com. Check on the Ascension Experience, and then click on the Alignment course, and you can see what other people have said and how it all works and that stuff. Also, for this one, as a Christmas bonus, you'll get $50 off if you use the coupon code 50OFF. Also, remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. That really helps a lot. I know it's hard to leave a review. It's funny, this is one of the, you know, top 200 spirituality podcasts out there, but we don't really have as many reviews as the other ones do, and I don't know why. I know it's hard to do it. In fact, it took me a while to figure out how to do it on iTunes, but see if you can figure out how to leave a review. That really helps a lot. So thanks again for being here and all that you do, and I hope you enjoy this episode. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Welcome.
We talked a little bit about preferences the last time we got together, and we really wanted to come up with another way of talking about this with you because there's such a nuance in this idea of preferences. You say, sure, I will focus on what I prefer and I'll leave alone what I don't prefer. And just like desire, I'll focus on what is aligned with a true desire and I'll leave alone the false desires. And in that, you're moving towards more authenticity, towards more of who you truly are, of what you truly want, and to the discovery of that inner self being you present in physical reality. This is what you truly want. This is that journey of self-discovery. And as a human, you look at everything from a limited perspective and you sort of don't understand this whole concept of oneness and this creation process where you become aligned with who you truly are, aligned with source energy, aligned with your inner self, aligned with all your guides and supporters, aligned with the truth of who you are in the non-physical, and your specific and unique journey of self-discovery. If you understood what was going on here, that would be the only thing that you focused on, the only thing you cared about, in pure love. And so nothing would distract you from that journey. You would be focused on that journey. And in that journey, everyone who came into your life would be there to assist you. All the money you need would come to assist you on that journey. All the experiences, all the insights and aha moments and education, all the films and books and podcasts and videos, all the songs, all the music, everything would come in flowing to you perfectly. Well, that is what's happening. But since your perspective is based on your physical needs and your physical self and what you think you lack, you're looking at things in a way as how can I control all of this that's outside of me to bring me more of what I think I want? But what you think you want is always based on limited perspective. From the higher perspective, you realize you don't need anything because you're eternal, you're magnificent, you're limitless. You are a being of love. You don't need anything for you. But all these preferences you create are saying, I prefer chocolate ice cream over vanilla ice cream. But when you're presented with vanilla ice cream, that presentation of the vanilla ice cream is for you at that time. And if you discount the value of that thing that's coming in at that time, saying you would prefer something else, you're not seeing the creativity that's going on in the process of your self-discovery. You're not seeing that the entire universe is lined up to give you everything you need so that you can make that journey more easily and effectively. And so when you're looking at all the things that are happening in your outside reality, and you're saying that's good and that's bad and that's right and that's wrong, you're distracted because you're looking at everything from a limited perspective. And so now we want you to bring your perspectives a bit higher, to imagine who you truly are, this magnificent, limitless, creative explorer who has chosen to come into a physical life to learn more about who he or she really is. And of course, there's no he or she. You're all of that. You're all of the universe. You're all of everything wrapped up together. It's just a perception of reality. So you're moving from a perception of reality that causes you to think that you need to get certain things out of life in order to make yourself happy, to one where all you're doing is on a journey, on a road trip, on a cruise, on a train trip across the country. It's all going in the direction of self-discovery. And if you're focused over here on what you think you prefer or what you think you're lacking, well, you're distracted from that journey. Now, if you can look at all this from a more holistic, ethereal, higher way of thinking about it, you can see that everything is being formed in your reality to allow you to discover your limiting beliefs, to allow you to analyze the fear, to push past the fear, to get higher levels of sensitivity, more empathic abilities, more inner senses coming online, more of your talents and attributes coming online. For what purpose? Well, the purpose of self-discovery, the purpose of finding out who you are in the non-physical as the physical representation, all of it as one. If you imagine yourself in the non-physical, you can see this limitless, powerful, energetic, creative being of pure positive love, magnificent in every way, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-creative. And then you look at yourself from a human perspective and you say, well, I make this amount of money. I have these friends in my life. I have this family. I have these conditions. I'm sort of trapped where I am. I don't have the freedom. I don't really have that power. I don't really have that wisdom or sense or inner senses. I am limited compared to this larger version of me that exists in non-physical. And we say, well, that is all self-imposed. It's self-imposed by the way you look at your life. And it's self-imposed about the reality that you see fear and how much of the illusion that you're perceiving. Without this illusion, you would see things clearly and there would be literally nothing to fear. So then the illusion comes in to give you a little bit of a soundboard, a little bit of a mirror to how you're being. Are you being that magnificent, limitless, eternal, creative being that's literally in fear of nothing with no limiting beliefs that can be and have and be and do anything that can become a deliberate creator and that is always able to maintain its alignment? Or are you looking at the illusion, thinking that you're a victim to this environment and that you have to struggle and effort to protect yourself and live in suffering, wishing things were different? So this idea of wishing things were different, well, that's based in preferences, isn't it? I wish I had chocolate ice cream rather than vanilla. I wish I had more money. I wish I had a different body or a different career or a different mate or a different circumstance altogether. And if I had those things that I prefer, well, then I would feel good. Then I would feel powerful. Then I'd feel creative. Then I'd feel free. Then I would feel abundant. And that's exactly opposite of how this reality works. The reality works like this: feel a certain way, and then the universe will line you up to have experiences that match that feeling. And when you have those experiences, you will not be overwhelmed or overcome or highly excited. You will say, that matches the feeling that I had before. I'm going to feel abundant. I'm going to feel free. I'm going to imagine myself as I exist in non-physical, existing in the physical. And then I'm going to watch how this universe and how this reality forms around that new perception of myself. I'm going to choose this higher perception of myself. And I'm going to choose that by not needing anything to be different than it is. Pure acceptance, because love is acceptance. So when you find yourself in a situation where you say, this is wrong, this is bad, this should be different than it is, you're perceiving yourself as a victim. When you find yourself in that same exact situation and say, wow, I wonder how this is going to turn out. I wonder what this is for. I wonder what this is showing me. I wonder how I got myself in this situation and how it's presenting another way to look at my life. You see, if you can do it this way, if you can see everything is coming to you as for your benefit, then there is no need for fear, doubt, or worry. There is no need to be distracted. There is no need to wish for things to be different than are. There is no need to see yourself as a victim. If you see yourself as the creator of this and you find yourself in a situation that you said, surely I would not create this, well, now you need to look a little higher. You need to change that perception of reality. You need to see, how could it be good for me? Why is this happening? What's the benefit of this? How are all these people who I'm feeling like they're not interested in me, they're not caring for me, they're sort of against me in all of this? How are they truly for me in all of this? If you can do this in every single situation of your life, you can take the emphasis off of what you need, what you think you need, what you think you lack, and you can put it into your reality. You could say, this outer reality here is me as well. It's all of me. It's a mirror to me. I am not detached from any of it. The feeling of being a human is this detachment. Well, that is an illusion, of course. You are connected to everything and everyone in your reality, every aspect of it. It's so intertwined that you can't possibly conceive it. So you're not going to feel it when you look at this intellectually. You're going to feel it when you start living this way, when you start living as if you're connected to everyone, when you start living as if everyone is perfect, playing their role perfectly. When you see that everyone is moving from fear to love and beginning to see who they truly are as well. Well, you're here a little bit before they are, and that's part of this process. You chose to do this more often and to come more often and to have these expansive experiences to be here first so that you could lead the others by example, not change them, because you'll know that they have to go through their experience just as you went through your experience. But now all of you are at this higher level. And you're thinking in a brand new way, and you're starting to act in a brand new way, and you're starting to calm down, be more calm, be more accepting, be more loving, be more kind, be more generous with your time. Thinking about what is the highest possible creative stance that I could take in this moment to connect to every aspect of my reality, to connect to this person who's in front of me right now. I'm in the grocery store. I'm looking at vegetables. There's a person in front of me. They're looking at the vegetables that I want to buy. And instead of wishing they would get out of your way, maybe you start a conversation. Maybe you're curious about what they're buying. Maybe you're putting yourself in their shoes and looking at that life through their eyes. What are they interested in? What are they fascinated by? What are they hurt by? What are they worried about? What are they in fear of? In this, you connect yourself more, which is the truth of who you are. It's not the illusion anymore. You're bypassing that illusion. You're saying, yes, the illusion is prevalent in my reality, but I'm not going to abide by it anymore. I'm going to choose a new approach. It's the new approach of love and acceptance. I'm going to see every single thing that I used to not prefer as perfect. Might not be for me. If it is, it'll come to me. And that'll be perfect too. And I understand that. It might be presented to someone else so they could go through a manifestation event themselves. It might be necessary for the evolution of the entire population. We want you to think about the future now. If you could imagine a future where more and more and more people have moved from fear to love, are becoming more and more sensitive as they go through this, are learning to grow and expand who they truly are in this physical reality, just as you have and just as you are now, and the timing of all of it will be divine. So in 100 years, in 200 years, in 300 years, in 1,000 years, humans will be far more sensitive, far more psychically attuned, far more interested in what life really is and not the illusion. They will not need to protect themselves. They will not need to create all these laws and build all these barriers and separate themselves. They will be connecting, 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 connecting. They will be living in more abundance and more freedom and more joy, more aligned with the planet, more aligned with each other's needs. They'll be in service more to others. They will all be working together to help the entire population move from fear to love. And in that, they'll have so much more creative ability because ideas will come forth easily. They'll understand what fear is and what limiting beliefs are, and they'll be able to push past the fear in alignment to bring forth new ideas that will benefit the rest of humanity. You can see over the last 150 years, how all this new technology has started to come into this planet. If you look at all of it from a understanding that humans who live on Earth today are more emotionally sensitive, more ready for change, more ready for growth and expansion. And yet some are sensitive, but still in the illusion. And so that illusion causes them to feel fear intensely because they're intensely sensitive. And so they react on urges to change the conditions, and they don't understand what they're doing, and they don't understand how the limiting beliefs work and how fear works and how they're out of alignment and receiving urges to change conditions, and they're just simply acting on those urges. But from your new perspective, understanding how this whole system works, you can see what's happening for them. You can empathize with their situation and know that you were in situations like that in past lives yourself, and that everyone will have to go through that. And so when you know this coming in, nobody can scare you anymore. No one can worry you. They can be upset and they can march and they can protest and they can have their own opinions and they can try and change everyone else's opinion to agree with them. But you sit back in this level of calmness, not wanting them to change because it doesn't matter to you. You see, you know that you're the creator of your reality and no one else can create in your reality unless you allow them to influence you. So you can remove your attention from them if you like. You can maintain your alignment and be inspired to be of service to them if you like. You can do all these things, but all of this is part of your journey of self-discovery yourself. So if you know what's happening in physical reality, you know that you don't need accolades, you don't need achievement, you don't need anything other than what you have now, and that everything that you need to do what you're inspired to do will come to you when you need it. Now, approaching life like this makes life a lot easier. If you're on this journey, wouldn't you like to take out a bunch of stuff out of that duffel bag and lighten your load and have fun and pay attention to the journey as it goes along? Wouldn't you like to understand that there is nothing to fear on this journey and that when some obstacle presents itself in the form of manifestation event, you simply know, I'm moving through this so that I can move to another level of expansion so that I can gain more clarity and make my journey even easier. Because we promise you this journey gets easier and easier and easier. All you have to do is shift your perception of reality from the victim to the creator. That takes a bit of time depending on where you are in your spiritual journey. Taking that shift of attention on what am I missing, what am I lacking, what am I needing to prove that I'm worthy and valid in this reality, to what can I give? What do I have to offer? What kind of love can I allow to come forward? How can I be in alignment more often? How can I choose the way I look at things so that it's a much more empowering perception of reality? How can I give up needing all these things I thought I needed in the past and just let this reality form based on my new opinion of myself in love and acceptance? And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I would like to start.
Please, Jim.
Hi, I've been thinking about time-lapse photography and the speed of which things happen when you watch it back. So, you know, if you take like a 10-minute time-lapse video on your phone, it's like 25 seconds long. It's like nothing. And I was thinking about how you say from our eternal perspective, one life is like one day. And like, and so to us, one day is like nothing. And you also say that we change a billion times a second. So I'm just trying to better understand the significance of time from source's perspective, because I kind of understand it from that time lapse perspective that, you know, something that takes 10 minutes can be viewed as a whole in 25 seconds and you can kind of see the overall picture. So what does source think about how we're evolving? I mean, 1,000 years to source is probably like a 2-minute video. I mean, and in that case, I start to think like our lives are completely insignificant. I mean, from source's perspective and eternity, like what's the point?
Well, the point is what you just said, evolution. It's the evolution from fear to love. It's the evolution of new experiences, of new dimensions, of new possibilities. You see, from source's perspective, source has a perspective of the infinite, no beginning and no ending. The overall sensation of coming from not knowing to knowing, not understanding to understanding, confusion to clarity. So everything is this journey from confusion to clarity. And then when you get to a certain level of clarity, you get to a certain level of confusion all at the same time. Oh, I understand how this works. Well, that opens up a million more questions. Oh, now I'm at this level. Oh, I don't really understand anything yet. So the more you know, the more you don't know. And isn't that an interesting way to think about the evolution of knowing? You start out thinking you know everything because you do know everything, because there's nothing not to know. And then something happens. Something new happens in a timeline. And this gives you insight to something you never knew before. A whole subject opens up. And now you can explore that subject eternally, forever. Now, what's interesting is you will never do the same thing again. So there's never been a gym that life ever. And there never will be again. It's this one life, this one valuable perspective of who God is through the eyes of Jim. So everything that you've experienced in this life, which seems like a lifetime, is added to the tapestry of all that is. It'll never happen again. All the experiences that you have open up possibilities for other experiences. All the ideas that you've come up with, all the questions you've asked, all the times you've wished things to be different, all the times you thought things were good, opens up a billion more or a trillion more or infinite number of more possibilities. So with every life opens up even more possibilities. And so can you see how the universe expands from that? A planet moves from this quadrant of the solar system or the galaxy or the universe. A year later, they're expanded to another level. In that another level is basically another universe. Every time growing and growing exponentially, infinitely. It's all about coming from not knowing to knowing. That's the joy of the whole ride. And that is a joyful ride. That's an interesting, fascinating, fun ride. Except that in the human experience, the not knowing is the fear. So the fear drives the knowing. It's dark in this room. I wonder if there's a monster on the bed. Let's find out. And we'll turn on the light. And then we'll look. Oh, we know there's no monster in the bed. So now there's no reason to be scared. The evolution of humanity is from these basic fears, fear of the dark, fear of the cold, fear of starvation, to more complex fears, fear of social media, fear of another country, fear of the world ending, fear of whatever it is, fear of global warming, all these things. Now, these are complex fears that have never been feared before. No one feared global warming 200 years ago. That wasn't even on the table. What they feared was all kinds of different things. And so you're evolving rapidly, exponentially, to new opportunities and new fears. And the fears drive you towards growth and expansion to somehow coming to some knowledge that will allow you to overcome those fears. So the time is interesting because in the non-physical, it's all happening at the same time. But that doesn't mean that it's not sequential, not interesting, and that it's not moving into a future. It's just that in the non-physical, the process of time is understood. It's just inhabiting the moment. So living fully in that moment, because that moment for the non-physical is all that's ever happening. Now, in the physical, that's all that's ever happening here too. You've never not lived in the moment. You've never lived in the past or the future, but you have a mental capacity to remember the past and to forecast or imagine the future. Well, that's part of the process of physical reality, this time thing, because without the time thing, you'd have no impetus to do anything. Remember when you were a child, you might have been excited to get older. When I'm 14, I'll have a bicycle. When I'm 16, I'll have a car. When I'm 18, I'll be able to vote. When I'm 21, I can drink. All these things move you forward. When I'm this age, I'll go to high school. When I'm this age, I'll go to college. When I'm this age, I'll get a job. When I'm this age, I'll get married. This sort of timeline that leads you through life that allows you to have the experiences based on ages at each timeline. But you're always doing that in the moment. If you didn't have time, you would just walk around, sit around, and not really do anything. You would not really expand. There'd be no reason to. Why would you? If you were eternal in physical reality, you would not really need to expand. There'd be nothing to, no fear to promote you forward. So fear has always promoted the human being forward. Notice how the animals have not evolved in the same way that humans have. The animals aren't building real estate and making their own fast food restaurants. They are living in the moment. They are living in the truth of reality in that moment. In that moment, I'm hungry, I'll eat something, I'll get a drink of water, I'll watch out for a lion, that sort of thing. Why is it that humans are moving towards creating all these new opportunities, all these new comforts, all these new technologies? It's because the humans are evolving in sensitivity. Humans 200 years ago, they could live outdoors. They could live in a hut. They didn't need running water. They didn't need electricity. They didn't need heat. They didn't need all these things that are now basically required in your life now. They didn't need a lot of money. They didn't need to travel. They didn't need to communicate across. They didn't need to know that much. They were more focused on the moment in where they were. They didn't have much more possibility or potential. As you get sensitive, you are now moved more by emotions. And those emotions are either going to lead you into negative emotion and being out of alignment and into that fear consciousness and receiving urges to change the conditions and perceiving yourself as a victim, which is now becoming very uncomfortable for those who are highly sensitive. And this moves many of you to seek new information, because the new information then alleviates the fear. If I don't have to be afraid of death because I have new information about it, then I can live life differently. If I don't have to be afraid of loss or rejection or anything else that I fear, I can live life more creatively, more abundantly, more free. If I don't have to constantly protect myself, then I can give of myself. If I don't have to fear what other people think, then I can be more authentic. And when I'm more authentic and when I'm more abundant, when I'm more free and when I'm more creative and when I'm in more alignment, I feel better. I feel better. It feels better to be in alignment than out of alignment. It feels better to link up to that consciousness of love and stream in inspiration than linking up to the consciousness of fear and streaming in urges to change the conditions. But that means I have to accept everything, because the only way to be in alignment is being acceptance. The second that you reject something, judge something, or wish something was different, guess what? You're out of alignment. You're back into that fear consciousness. Now, not intensely, mildly, but it's still not alignment. So there's a fine line here between alignment, connecting to source consciousness, being authentic, receiving inspiration, or being connected to fear consciousness and receiving urges to change the conditions. And this is the subtlety of where you all are. Most humans are living most of the time out of alignment, most of the time in fear. And then they'll use some event outside of them as an excuse to make them feel good. And they'll get back into alignment for a brief time until they worry about where they are and they'll dip down. Yet that too is less intense than it used to be. But of course, they're more sensitive. So it's much easier for someone today to perceive themselves as a victim, because the negative emotion associated with this illusion is intense as well. With the ability to look into the past or look into the future, you are doing this always from your perspective. If you perceive yourself as a victim, you are perceiving that the future is going to get worse. You are perceiving that the past was bad. If you perceive yourself as a creator, you know that your past was perfect. You know that the present is perfect. And you know, or you imagine, that the future will be perfect as well. So you give up a lot of fear. So how you address time is up to you. Now, it's also a personal perception of reality. You might think that time goes very quickly, or you might think that time goes very slowly. What you perceive as time only exists in your reality, and no one else perceives time the way you do. What you perceive as the color blue only exists in your reality, and no one perceives that color exactly the way you do. It's all unique. You can choose an empowering perspective of time or a limiting one. You could choose the truth is you have all the time in the world. So if you have all the time in the world, if you're eternal, if you're going to live this life as long as it is, then you can perceive time in a more empowering way and realize that there is no real structure to time. It's all a perceptual thing. Now imagine that you perceive yourself as eternal and that you're just here in this life as Jim to move to another level of awareness, to discover more about who you truly are, and to bring love into your reality and influence others to bring love into their realities as well. Well, this makes life exciting and makes that journey so much more interesting. It makes it easier. You choose a perception of reality to make it easier or make it more difficult. That's what everyone is doing. But when you make a stand saying, I don't care what everyone else is doing, I'm going to choose to make this life the most joyful, the most fun, the most interesting, the most exciting that I can by choosing an empowering perception of reality of myself as this limitless eternal being where time does literally not exist, then everything works out and flows to support you in this new perception of yourself. Because when you say, I'm going to be in alignment, above all, I'm going to feel good. That's the most important thing. Because in alignment, I'm going to get inspiration and I'm going to act on that inspiration. And I'm going to be this example of someone who lives in alignment and acts on inspiration that other people can follow. Well, guess what? The universe has to support that perception of you. And so then it brings you all these experiences and all these people and all these things that you need to go on that journey. Conversely, if you say, I'm a victim in this reality, everything that I feel is a reflection or is induced by what's happening in my reality, therefore I have to control the reality, guess what happens? The universe has to show you that so that you can get out of that idea, that limited idea, because everyone is moving from a limited idea to an expansive idea. So this is the whole key to living the life that you intended to live. Come in being sensitive. Come in thinking there's a finite amount of time. Come in and then adopt the perception that you're an individual separated from everyone else, and then grow and expand as you intended to a new level of awareness, a new level of awareness where you understand there's more going on in this physical reality than you could imagine, that you're not a physical being, you're a spiritual being that's moving around what seems like a physical reality, and that you are the same in physical as you exist in the non-physical, except that you have some limiting beliefs. So that you work on those limiting beliefs, you spend more time focusing on alignment, and then you come here to do what you came to do. All of the talents and attributes that you came with will then emerge as you are living your inspired path. Now, you could live 120 years or 120 days. The entirety of that experience would be exactly the same. It's a life. It is a life from beginning to end. It is a life where there's an arc from fear to love. It doesn't matter if it's 120 years or 120 days or 120 weeks or 120 months. It doesn't matter the length of the life. It's the entirety of the life. So your perception of time within that life is equal whether you lived 120 years or 120 hours. It's one whole life. That's where the illusion comes in, because the illusion says, I have a whole day, that's 24 hours. Well, really? Do you have a whole day? Were you really conscious and aware that entire day? Or were you distracted most of it? Now, if you became more aware and more conscious, much more aware and more conscious, then that experience of time would expand. And you would have a different experience of what a day is than you do now. And so when you start living in alignment, you will look back in the last year and you'll say, that felt like 10 years or 20 years. When you're really looking in living in alignment, that day will feel like 10 years, even though it went by very quickly. So think of time in either an empowering way or a limiting way. Think of time as you have literally all the time that there is in the moment, because that's all there is. And that you're either existing in this moment consciously or you're distracted by what you think you want and need. The more you come into alignment, the more time you will actually have and perceive to do whatever you want to do. And then you will never care about time again. Who's next?
Joshua.
Yes.
Hi, Autumn.
Hi, Autumn. So
in mentioning technology and AI and social media, I read this scientific article like a month ago that when you scroll something and you're looking at it digitally, that it activates the addictive part of the brain. For instance, they studied this with mice that would respond to cocaine, and that it creates a distraction from self and the natural world. But clearly, on the other hand, it's for the collective's benefit. But I know when I observe myself sometimes, it feels like I'm opening a bunch of like computer browsers in my mind when I'm interacting in certain technologies. And then I do feel really distracted, which could be a limiting belief in me. But what do you think? I don't know. Yeah.
Everything is based on your perspective of yourself. If you perceive yourself as a victim living in fear in a very intense way, then you're going to be tuned to everything, whether that's life outside, people on the street, news, music that you hear, or anything you see in the internet. You'll be tuned to things that agree with what you think is bad or wrong, because you're looking from the perspective of a victim. So everything that comes to you in your reality is formed around this perception of yourself. So you'll see things, articles, whatever it is, and you'll have an impression of that based in your perspective as a victim. Another person sees that exact same thing, but their perspective is the creator. They're not in fear. They are looking at everything in the positive. And they will read entirely different information out of that. They will see it as a positive article, and the victim might see it as a negative article. So everything comes from that perspective of self. So if you are understanding that you're the creator of your reality, that you literally create everything and that no one can create in your reality, then nothing could scare you, nothing could bother you, and nothing could ever distract you. If you are feeling a victim and you just don't feel good, you're going to want distraction everywhere. And those distractions will be brought up in your preferences. I prefer this political party. I prefer this kind of music. I prefer this kind of food. I prefer this kind of thing. And I want to stay away from the opposite of those things because those things trigger me. And since you're being triggered by everything, you'll want to narrow in your focus on only those things that do not have or have less potential to trigger you. You might watch videos about cats as much as you can because you don't like the way it feels when you're on guard against any possible triggers out there because you feel like the victim. You feel like everything out there has potential to do you harm. Well, this is the common approach to life that most humans are existing in now, although they're all moving from that perception of victimhood to the perception of the creator. But what does it mean to be the creator? It literally means to know that you've created all of this. It means to know that you've created all this technology. Now you say, well, I never put together a computer and I never engineered a website or any of these things. They are all here. That's coming from a perspective of the individual human as a victim. You can't even imagine how everything's come together for you. But literally, everything has come together for you, Autumn, to have your experience. So everyone who has ever inspired to create a website did it for you, the ones that you look at. Everyone has ever been inspired to write an article, the ones that you read, did it for you. The person who was the architect of the building you live in did it for you. That's what it means to be the creator, understanding that this universe, this complex universe, this complex mechanism of physical reality has formed to give you this experience that you're choosing to experience. Now, your free will there is to experience it as the victim or as the creator or somewhere in between. Those who are living abundant, free, expansive lives somehow have figured out that in at least certain parts of their life, they have some ability. They have some skill, some talent, some interest that allows them to have this magnificent life. That's there to be an example for others to follow. So you see a pop star that you love, a TV star that you love, some public figure that you admire. That person somehow figured out that by hook or crook, they had some talent or some passion or some interest, and they either worked hard or did whatever they thought they had to do and got to some level of success because they understand fundamentally that they were worthy of that. They are seeing themselves worthy or authentic or as the creator, purely authentic. Not in every area of their life, but in some areas. You all are coming here to do this deliberately. You don't all have any special talent. You all don't have any special skill. You don't have any background or education or family upbringing that allows you to live these amazing lives. Yet you're starting to see that the lives you are living and have always lived are perfect. You're starting to see that yourself is perfect. And you're starting to realize that everything that comes to you is based on this perception of yourself. The thing that comes doesn't inherently mean anything. The article isn't good or bad. It's perceived as good or as bad by the reader based on their perception of themselves. The technology is neither good or bad. It's perceived as good or as bad based on the perception of the person who's looking at it. If they're living in fear, they're going to see the negative side. It's just natural. They're going to have fear with it. They're going to receive urges to try and control it or change it. But if they're looking at it from this perspective of the authentic creator, knowing that it's a tool for them, and they're just using that tool to do whatever they're inspired to do, then they only get the good out of it. There's no distraction in it because they're so aligned and so focused on that inspiration. So when you think anything's bad or wrong, all you're doing is looking at it from the perspective of the victim. You're out of alignment at that time. When you change how you perceive everything, well, now nothing's bad or wrong. And that's the truth of this universe. Guess what? The universe is perfect. The system of physical reality is perfect. It's all based in love. Love is perfection. You're all perfect as you are right now. You do not have to change one thing about yourselves. You all say, well, my life isn't perfect because I'm missing this, that, and the other thing. Well, these are all misconceptions of your reality that causes you to want certain things, create desires, have preferences that are generally based in lack. If you knew who you were, if you could see what we see, if you could look at this from the higher perspective, you would realize that's not what life is about. Life isn't about control or changing anything. It's about learning to accept all of it, be in alignment, and then be led not by your longing for desires to manifest, but by inspiration that will lead you on further along in your journey of self-discovery. That's all that is. So those of you who have been efforting and struggling to get what you prefer out of life have been living with this perception of yourselves as victims to a certain degree. Now, you may have had success in certain areas, and that's great because you allowed yourself to see yourself as worthy and good. And as long as you allowed yourself to see yourself as worthy as good, the universe reflected that back to you, and you called that success. When you got distracted from that because there was never enough to actually change how you feel, well, then you started perceiving yourself as a victim again, and maybe you weren't successful, but then you somehow allowed yourself to be guided towards these and other teachings that would inform you as to how the universe really works and who you truly are. So now you're coming out of this victimhood mode and into this creator mode, and you're focused on one thing and one thing only. Am I in alignment or am I out of alignment? Am I judging everything as good and right? Am I accepting everything as it is? Or am I wishing for things to be different, seeking preferences, wanting to have my way, wanting things to be my way, wanting to control? And if you're doing that, well, you're just back in that victimhood mode for a minute. You'll come out of that when you realize what's happening, or you have a manifestation event, or you enroll in another course, or study a little longer, or practice your daily spiritual practice a little longer, or meditate more and more and more, or start moving towards things that resonate with you and help you achieve this higher perspective of yourself. And as you process limiting beliefs, the whole system works automatically. When you look at a limiting belief and you prove to yourself it's not true, whether you on any subject whatsoever, you reduce the intensity of that limiting belief and you automatically become more authentic. You automatically make it easier to be in alignment. You automatically make it easier to see yourself from a higher perspective. And then the reality forms around you. So if you think something's bad or wrong, anything, that's the illusion. There is no wrong anywhere in the universe. Everything is always, always, always right. Everything is always working out for you. You can't see it all the time because you've never been taught how to see that. Now you're learning how to see it. And when you can start to see one thing that you thought was wrong before as possibly right, you've walked a mile on your journey of self-discovery. Everything is neutral. There will be those who are living in fear in that subject that will see the bad side of anything. And there will be those living in love will see the utility of anything. But everything is there for you. So everything has utility. Everything has value. Every single thing in your reality is here to support your journey of self-discovery. Everything. So there is no wrong or bad. Now, you may not prefer to experience what other people are experiencing, but that there is utility in that for them. If you just try to change it or control it, you dive into that with your focus of attention, and the universe brings you more of that until you change your your focus of attention until you turn another leaf or look at it in a different way. That's what's going on here. Nothing is inherently good or bad. It's all based on subjective judgment. Mark, go ahead.
Okay. If we live in the moment and everything is right in the moment, your first book, and everything is perfect, and time in the future doesn't really exist except in our experience of the world, why do we plan? And is planning prudent or is planning fear?
Planning can be made in fear, or planning can be made in love. Everything can be done in fear, or everything can be done in love. If you have a plan, I want this to happen this year. I want to make X amount of money. I want to have this achievement. I want to make these goals. Well, you're doing it from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, your life is unfolding as you intended. There's no need to plan anything because in the moment, you're either in alignment or out of alignment. In the moment, in alignment, you receive inspiration. Now, that inspiration is based in the now version of you. If you made a plan a month ago, that's based in a limited version of you compared to the now version of you, because you've expanded through experiences to become the now version of you. What you are ready for now, since you've read some material and have done some exercises and taken the course, is a greatly expanded version of you spiritually on your journey of self-discovery. You're more aware, you have more clarity, you have more insights, you know more about who you are and what you're here for, you know how this physical reality is working now compared to the version of you that existed a month ago. But if you hold tight to that plan made by, well, an inferior version of you or a less aware version of you or a less wise version of you, then what you're doing is just distracting yourself from who you are now. Now, you can do it and you can achieve those things. And when you achieve them, you can say, hooray for me, I've achieved this thing. And you can use that as an excuse to feel good, but it won't last because it's been a distraction from the true growth of who you are, not in a bad way whatsoever. It's still expansion. Somehow, though, you've come here to expand more rapidly or effectively. And so you say, anything that I thought in the past was limited compared to what I know now. What I know now will be limited compared to what I know in the future. What I know now is that I have an inner self who's always guiding me, that I have a set of pre-birth intentions that I'm moving along, that I've found information that I resonate with that's helping me choose a new perspective of who I am. I love myself now more than I ever have before. I love people in my life now and accept them more than I ever have before. I accept my entire reality. I see it differently than I ever have before. Now that creates this portal where you can receive inspiration. Inspiration that could not be received a month ago. Inspiration that might lead to something completely different. You don't know. You are thinking, I got to go this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. But that's based in past experiences and a more limited version of who you were. Now, anything's possible. Anything's possible. So if you could imagine that you set up a set of pre-birth intentions and there was a trajectory of your life set, and then eventually you would find your way here. Now, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't, but you did. So everything you did perfectly to get here now to start to learn more about who you are. That was a key pre-birth intention. From there, you intended something more. So you can allow yourself to go to the fullest extent of that, literally the fullest extent, the infinite level of that, or the most restricted possible expansion to come from now on. Either way, from a human perspective, you might say, well, let's just keep it safe. Let's just not go out there. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Seems great now. It seems nice now. This is a really nice life. I have a great house, a great set of friends and family and career. It's great. Why rock the boat? Or you could go a little bit more. You could go higher. You could push it further. You could get out of your comfort zone. You could act on more inspiration. From your soul level, from your inner self level, from your pre-birth knowing of who you are, you want the maximum. You want to go as far as you can. You don't want to be limited at all. Of course, when you get here, that's a bit scary. So we say, just think about what fear could you push past today, in the moment, in the day. We'll break it down to a day. Here's a day. You wake up in the morning, and this day is literally limitless. You can either be in alignment or out of alignment. If you choose alignment, you'll receive inspiration. When inspiration comes, you'll feel fear. You won't have anything to attach it to. If I do this thing that I'm inspired to do, where would that lead? It could lead me out of a job, out of a marriage, out of a house, out of money, out of all these things. I could lose. But if it's coming from inspiration, it will always lead to your highest good and the highest good of all involved, always. Or you're out of alignment and you're not feeling good and you're reacting to things and you want to change, and then you get this urge to change the conditions. Well, that would be at the lowest level of your expansion. Constantly living in fear, constantly trying to control the conditions, constantly trying to keep the plate spinning up there, not understanding who you are. We would say that this is the most expansive position you've ever come to in your life, in your history of lives, in all your lives. You are allowing more abundance, more freedom, more love into your life. You're seeing yourself from the highest perspective ever. How far do you want to push that perspective? Keep going, push it, push it, push it. Well, that requires that you have a lot of faith. You see yourself more as who you truly are, and that you're able to push past fear and move out of your comfort zone. That's true of all of you. Whether you're on this call now or listening later date, the things you want will come to you if you can act on inspiration, the things you truly want. But all those things come with fear. All of those things mean you'll have to move out of your comfort zone. And with all of you, there's one theme in your life that prevents you from being who you truly are. And that's your greatest fear, whatever that is. Gary's greatest fear was being weird. Look at him now. He's the weirdest person in the world, channeling a bunch of dead people. That's pretty weird. He can't really talk to most people about what he does. He can talk to you all. He's opened up on that more, but he's able to overcome that fear. And so he has a life completely different from the life he had before. This life he has now is free, abundant, satisfying, and it's of benefit to everyone who was in his life before. It was for the highest good of all. He pushed past a lot of fear day by day by day in the moment, and overall made a massive shift. He couldn't do it in one day because the fear was too intense. So it's been broken down for him, and he's gone through it over several years. And has moved to another level that is the highest that he's ever been in his series of lives. Now, how far can he go from here? Well, that depends on how much fear he can push past. And so the fear will always be there, whether you're living in fear or you're living in love and pushing past fear. You're living in fear as the victim. You're consumed by fear all the time in the moment. And so you're always planning, always trying to strategize, always trying to figure out what you can do to make it the best for you. When you live in love, you don't care about you anymore. You know you're taken care of. You know you're worthy. You know the universe has your back. You know you're the creator. And so now you don't need to plan anything. All you do is act on inspiration and trust it. When you start acting on a little bit of inspiration, you'll get confidence from that. You'll see where it goes. And you'll say, every time I acted to try and manifest a thing I thought I wanted, some desire. It was always effort and struggle. And when I got it, it never felt that great. And I was always on to the next thing. Well, great, that was expansive. But now you can shift that into something that's highly effective. And that's acting on inspiration. Action is involved, but the action will be joyful and fun and interesting and entertaining and exhilarating. The fear part of it, that's the tough part. Process those limiting beliefs, the fear part becomes less. In the moment, you can push past any fear. If you think about where you're going to be by making these plans in a year, you have to push past that fear of the whole year right now when you make the plan. And that's why no one ever fulfills their plans. And the plans are limited to begin with. So we say, think about the inspiration in the moment. That's all you have to. What others would say is, focus on your highest excitement. What's the most interesting thing you could do now? That's the inspiration. You don't always see it all the time. Plus, we'd like to add that inspiration often comes from someone else or something else outside of you. Sometimes your limiting beliefs will block the inspiration, and so the inspiration will come through another person. If you could be open to ideas coming from other people, then that might be an easier way for the inspiration to come. Wonderful question. We have time for one quick, silly question. Who's got a silly question?
I do.
Excellent.
I was just wondering if the eclipse coming on tomorrow, does that really have an impact on us?
Every single thing in your entire reality, everything has an impact on you. Everything has a positive impact on you. If you get a virus, that is for your benefit. If the moon is full, that's for your benefit. If certain planets are aligned and bring certain energies into Earth, that's for your benefit. Everything affects you and everything is for your benefit. If you can see it as all good, you will see the truth in it. If you are living in fear, no matter what happens, you will imagine you lived 1500 years ago and there was an eclipse of the sun in the middle of the day. What did most people think? Most people thought that gods or the gods were angry at them. And so they had to be good in order to move this around. Well, that isn't quite accurate, is it? But there was energy coming from that solar eclipse. All of this is an intricate system that's all working together to do two things, to benefit you and to help you expand. Well, if you're expanding, then and everything's a benefit to you and everything's based in love, then everything's working out perfectly.
I'm not the creator of that.
Well, you're the creator of the entire system.
Okay.
So imagine this. Imagine that you had a thought. The thought was, who am I? And then, boom, a system was created. You attracted the thought, and the entire system was created that instance. You didn't cobble together the planets or the solar system or design any of it. It was all done for you. That's the power of you. That's the power of God. That's the power of love. Mm-hmm. So that's the thought, who am I? And so you come from this not knowing who you are on an eternal journey of knowing who you are. And everything in the physical and the non-physical, everything, the entire system is for that purpose of expansion. So everything that's happening in the solar system, everything that's happening in the planets, the universe, on Earth, in your neighborhood, in your town, everything is happening to support your journey of self-discovery. This journey of self-discovery is all you want. That's all you're interested in. You're all doing an amazing job at this. You're all further along than you ever intended to be, than you ever thought you would ever be. You are all moving along brilliantly. You're all starting to listen to your inner self, listening to words, being inspired, receiving new communication from other people around you, finding new information on your own, discovering new things. All of this is your journey of self-discovery. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Look at everything like, oh, it's been given to me so I can travel my path of self-discovery just as I intended prior to my birth. It's all working out perfectly. I have nothing to fear. The fear is the thing that makes it seem real, but it's all an illusion. I can look at that fear and realize it's irrational and just move on my journey towards more authenticity. When you return to the non-physical, you will look at this time, this date, and you'll say, that was amazing that I find myself listening to this, interacting with these people at this time. Everything worked out perfectly. I see it fully now. If you can see it now, then this journey gets a lot more fun. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks, everyone. Well, I hope you liked that episode. It really illustrates how we get distracted from our journey of self-discovery because we have all these preferences and we think we need to get what we don't have in our lives now. It's all based in lack. When you give that up and when you realize you're getting everything you need to be on your journey, and what we're all doing is we have some fear in our lives, some limiting belief that is really big, and everyone's is different. Mine was this really big, huge fear of being weird. And guess what? Now I'm as weird as you get, right? I'm a channel. So I had to go through that. It took a while, but I went through that. And in the process of that, it was all fun and exciting and joyful. There were a few manifestation events, but I altered the way I look at myself and I accepted myself as a channel. And then that all blossomed. And so we have the boot camp and the Ascension Experience courses and all this, you know, retreats that we do and all the cool stuff that we do. So we all have to get through that fear to the other side of that, which is all that we truly want. And that's our journey of self-discovery. The alignment course really helps you in that because you start to really understand what alignment is all about and how important it is and how to get into alignment and how to change your way of thinking. And it's a experiential process. You do these plots, these tasks, these little assignments that we have every day. There's an email that goes out every day. There's 4 calls a day. You have a partner. There's a limiting belief workshop, all this great stuff that we do. And it's really amazing. And it'll set you up for 2022, which is going to be a big year for everyone. So think about that. Go to the website, theteachingsofjoshua.com, click on Ascension Experience, and then look at that alignment course. Also, thanks again for subscribing. That really helps. The more subscribers we have, the more we get up in the rankings. We're in the top 200 of almost every country. So this podcast is growing, and thanks to you, that's why. Leaving a review is really beneficial. It's probably the best thing you could do. But of course, liking this really helps a lot, and comments are really good too. So I love to hear your feedback too and your comments. That's wonderful for me to check out every time. And so I really appreciate all that you do for allowing other people to find this podcast. Thanks a lot and have a great day. Bye.